Welcome to Modern Leadership, the podcast, where we see things differently. I'm your host, Mark Hildebrand. I'm a husband, father, master life and legacy coach for leaders, co-creator of the Pushco Certification School, and 20-year law enforcement officer from Southern California. Once I realized how leaders looked at things differently, I was able to lead myself to 100-pound weight loss, lead more effectively in my police career, create a successful business, and a better connection with my family that was more aligned with the legacy I wanted to create. Now, this podcast is for ambitious, high-performing leaders who want to create more, but refuse to do so at the cost of the other important areas of their life, including their family and their health. People who are willing to see things through their modern leader lens. If that's you, welcome to Modern Leadership. Let's go.
What is going on, my people, and welcome back to another Monday episode. We are talking all things self-sabotage today. One of the greatest books that I've ever read on self-sabotage is from Gary John Bishop. It's called Un-F Yourself, Get Out of Your Head and Into Your Life. I've been doing some book reviews on my podcast, on my YouTube channel. And I wanted to bring you guys in on this one because this one is one of those powerful ones where when you realize what self-talk is actually doing to you, you can actually start to combat it. For me personally, it was reading this book. It was understanding about life coaching. It was really diving into the subconscious mind and how it works. And how literally our self-talk can get us to not take action. But also when we take full charge of it, we can actually get it to start taking action, right? And that's why I wanted to talk about self-sabotage, because really, self-sabotage sucks. But let's face it, everybody on this planet still has that self-talk every once in a while, right? So if you struggle with this, I want to first welcome you to the human race, because you have a brain. And that's what your brain is here to do. It's here to keep you safe, right? And when we think about that, like, it will do whatever it can in its power to get you to self-sabotage so that you don't have to do new things, so you don't have to try things that are outside of your comfort zone, and so you will just keep spinning your wheels. So that's why I want to put this together. This is going to be a super quick overview. I will also leave the link to the book in the show notes if you want to actually grab the full entire copy. We're not going to dive completely into it, but I am going to give you like a quick overview to give you an idea about the book in case, number one, you've read it before and you want to remember what you read. But number two, for those who haven't read it before, you can give an idea of this is something that you should pick up or not, okay? So let's freaking go. So guys, welcome to Modern Leadership, where we see things differently. We help parents become modern leaders by learning the skills of true coaching so they can excel in their personal and professional lives without burning themselves out. Of course, we do that via Quick Tip Podcast here on Monday and Thursday, and I do longer weekly workshops on my YouTube channel. Consider subscribing if you are not subscribed yet. But let's dive right into the book review. Now, how the book's broken down, and I love that it's broken down like this, is the first chapter really talks about how thoughts and self-talk controls your life. And it talks about like how language is the thing that can help you take back control. He talks about this assertive versus narrative language. I'm going to read a part of this. He says, how in the heck do we create our own reality? Well, by shifting your self-talk from being a streaming narrative where you talk about yourself, others, and life, a dialogue of opinion and judgment, to being assertive where you cast all of the default noise aside and assert your power right here and now. And we start off by the way that we talk. And it's also the way that we think. Here's the thing. A lot of people, what they do is they talk about what they're going to do or who we will be. Hold on a second. One of the first mistakes we make is when we talk about what we are going to do or who we will be. Don't even get me started on should or try. So when he says that, he's talking about like this language of trying to do something, you know, and instead of just stepping into it and saying, I'm doing it, this is what I am, which is, you'll find out in a few minutes, is how he likes to reframe it as a personal assertion. But really talking about all the things you're going to do is not helpful. It's just your brain trying to convince you that not right now are you going to do anything. Maybe something in the future is going to happen. And that's the reason why we don't continue to take massive action, because we can convince ourselves that right now we won't do it, but we'll do it later. And even though that feels amazing in the moment, it doesn't get you into taking the actions that you need to take. And that's why he talks in depth about these 7 personal assertions. And basically, by going over these 7 personal assertions and how they apply to you, you can start taking control of your thoughts and self-talk to get you to show up, to get yourself to take action. Because like he says in the book, you aren't what you think, you are the actions that you take. Meaning you can have a thought about doing something one way and you can take an entirely different stance. You can take an entirely different action. I mean, in our Pushco Certification School, I actually teach how to go from that head voice into that heart voice and take an entirely, completely different response to it. as opposed to the thought that immediately popped into your mind and what that was going to create for you. And that's the power of taking control of your self-talk. Now, how he starts all of these assertions is the words I am. I am is putting a statement in the ground. Whatever follows those words, you're going to literally manifest, all right? The first one that he talks about is I am willing. He says you have the life that you're willing to put up with. So putting your stake in the ground and deciding, am I willing to accept this or not? There's also things that we're unwilling to accept, like some of the wrongs that are in the world. And we can put our stake in the ground for that of like, I am unwilling to accept the fact that this is happening and I'm going to do something about it. And when you use those words together, I am willing, it will give you the power to go out there and create what you want to create. As long as you are connecting this to what you are really willing and unwilling to accept, all right? The second one is, I am wired to win. The way that he describes this is that we're winning in life no matter what our situation is that we're going through. When I teach on the push method, which is what life coaches use inside of our push coach certification school, we show them how literally what they think, they will go out in the world and create. We will find evidence for that in the world. And we will literally manifest it. And the reason why is because us as humans, we naturally want to be right. So if we say something, we're literally going to go out there and we're going to find it. We're going to manifest it. Well, the same is true here. When you're wired to win, sometimes winning looks like you not succeeding at work or as a leader because you're winning. Your brain is winning the fight when it comes to not getting you to be comfortable. It's basically forcing you, or not forcing you, it's convincing you not to take those actions, which would allow you to win in leadership. But in reality, you are winning because your brain is telling you like, hey, don't do this. And you're actually not doing it, right? So you're more comfortable. You're in your comfort zone. You don't have to go out and try something new. And so you are winning, but you're winning the wrong game. And instead, you have to ask yourself, like, what am I willing to actually go out there and win at? And then you have to realize that you already are wired to win. So why not wire it to win in the way that you actually do want to win? All right, the next personal assertion is, I got this. Here's the thing, guys. Every single one of you who's listening to this has gone through the suck in your life. You've gone through terrible incidents. You've gone through crappy situations. And I don't want you to compare yourself, your situations to somebody else. It's your 50% that's the negative, all right? It's your 50% of negative that kind of is happening to you. Don't compare it to anybody else. But you've still gone through certain things. And guess what? You're still here. You're still breathing. You're still listening to this podcast. So no matter what you think, you have got this. And when you realize that's the case, when you realize that you've gotten through hard things that come in the future or hard things that we're going through right now you're unstoppable. It doesn't matter that those things are coming up. You're willing to go out there and to get through it because you've done it before. The next one is I embrace the uncertainty. So he talks about like us being addicted to certainty. Like we need to know exactly whether we're going to succeed or fail before we try. We need to date people for like years and years and years before we decide if we're going to marry them because they have to be the right one. Like we literally are thriving to always be certain. But here's the thing. There's nothing in life that's certain. Uncertainty is really where we thrive. When we go out and we do things that we're uncertain, it gives us the greatest opportunity not only to build confidence, but to actually go out there, get after it and create what we truly want. So when you embrace uncertainty, you know that you're not going to have all of the details. You don't know what's going to happen on the other end, but you're willing to do it anyway. And that's a game changer. All right, the next one. This one is probably my favorite. It's the life coach in me. I am not my thoughts. I am what I do. What he talks a lot about in this is like our thoughts, especially in the beginning, are automatic. They happen to us based off of pre-programming, things that we've gone through in the past. And because of that, if we use that as our barrier to pull us into the future, we're only going to be able to do things that we've ever done in the past, which is why we literally do self-sabotage and have the self-talk that's extremely loud, because we know that if we do that, we'll still continue to be where we're at today. And that is a safe place. At least that's what your brain thinks. And when we realize that you're not your thoughts, you can have a thought, you could reframe it, right? You can do head versus heart if you're inside of our certification, and you can actually come out the other end with something else entirely different and take those actions. You realize that it's not your thoughts that have the power. It's you who has the power. You do not have to act on the initial, unconscious thoughts that kind of come across your mind. You can make a decision and do something else entirely different. That's how freaking powerful you are. You have the dignity and the decision to actually make a choice. All right. And this is something that we often give up because we don't understand. But when you understand the subconscious mind, you know that you can step up and take control of it. All right, the next one is, I am relentless. And I'm going to pull this up in the book because the way that he describes relentlessness is a game changer. Let me see. Where are we? Okay. Sorry, guys. When it comes down to it, the world doesn't stop you from succeeding. You're not that big of a deal. The universe is conspiring neither for you or against you. And the only thing that stops you is when you buy into the notion that you are stopped. Then, my friend, you really are stopped. Until then, though, it's on like Donkey Kong. Here's the thing. He says at this point, when you don't know whether you're up or down, how far you have to go or how far you've come, there's only one thing that can keep you going. That thing, my friend, is relentlessness. The momentum to keep moving and moving and moving no matter what happens. It doesn't happen. It doesn't matter if we're feeling it. It doesn't matter if we're gripped by doubt and worry. Because here's the deal. True relentlessness comes when the only thing that you have left is relentlessness. When it seems all is lost and all hope and evidence for success have long since vanished, relentlessness is the fuel that drives you through. Relentlessness is so powerful, guys, and you have it. You have it inside of you. You used it before, and that's really the power of this assertion. All right, the next one is I expect nothing and I accept everything. We kind of talked about this, but we all have these expectations. We all expect things to work a certain way. We all expect things to happen as a result of us doing things. But they say that the root of problems are that problems don't derail you. Your hidden expectations do. When you try something new and you expect 100 people to be on your webinar or 1,000 people to like your story or everybody in the room to just like give you a standing ovation and it doesn't happen, we have like this false sense of like we're not doing, we didn't get the results that we truly wanted to. And it's because we have these false expectations. And instead, when we expect nothing and we accept everything, we use this as a big science experiment and we're able to make adjustments along the way. Because that's the way this success looks, guys. It looks messy and it looks like you being willing to go out there and put stuff out into the world. And as a result, you can find out what works and what doesn't. All right, the final chapter, it's called What's Next? And he says, it's this simple. In order to improve your internal world, you have to start by taking action in the external world. Get out of your mind and get into your life. Such a freaking powerful read. Guys, I appreciate you for making it here to the end of the podcast. This was an incredible book for me to that I've read multiple times. If you are somebody who really enjoyed this, you would like to have those personal assertions, head to the show notes. I will show you where to get it. Unf yourself. Gary John Bishop, get out of your head and into your life. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for making it to the end of another, not only book review, but another podcast. I appreciate you. Stay safe out there and keep leading from the front. Bye, everybody.